Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President George W. Bush, 22 years ago today.
These acts of mass murder were intended to frighten our nation into chaos and retreat, but they have failed. Our country is strong. A great people has been moved to defend a great nation. Terrorist attacks can shake the foundations of our biggest buildings, but they cannot touch the foundation of America.
President Biden will not be attending today's somber ceremony in New York City on this Patriot Day. The death toll from a massive earthquake in Morocco has jumped to more than 2,000, with as many injured. The Interior Ministry says more than 1,400 have serious injuries, and the heaviest casualties are in the provinces just south of Marrakesh. King Mohammed VI declared 3 days of national mourning and ordered shelter, food, and other help for survivors. Many people are spending another night out in the open. The magnitude 6.8 quake hit Marrakesh and many surrounding towns on Friday night. Many people were injured last night after an explosion rocked a food processing plant in Illinois. It happened around 7:15 p.m. local time inside ADM's complex in Decatur, a city with a population of roughly 70,000 people. The blast caused significant damage throughout the complex's east plant. The plant was evacuated, but Decatur Fire said no private homes needed to be cleared. Escaped convicted killer Danilo Cavalcante has been on the run for almost 2 weeks. His former roommate spoke out about the escape, saying Cavalcante might be seeking support from acquaintances, but won't get any help. Early yesterday morning, police released new images of the convicted murderer and illegal immigrant, saying he changed his appearance, now clean-shaven and wearing a yellow or green hooded sweatshirt, black baseball cap, green prison pants, and white shoes. USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
As we approach fall, updated COVID-19 vaccines are set to be released alongside flu shots.
Additionally, the first vaccines targeting RSV are being introduced for older adults and expectant mothers. Medical professionals are hopeful that a substantial vaccination effort can prevent a repeat of last year's triple-demic, which strained hospitals with an early flu season, an RSV surge, and a winter coronavirus upswing. While COVID-19 hospitalizations have been rising steadily since late summer, the increase is not as dramatic as the previous year. These measures, according to the new director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, will place the U.S. in its strongest position yet to navigate another challenging respiratory season. I'm John Schaefer.
Diamonds make a great gift no matter how old you are.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
A lucky kid got the birthday gift of a lifetime when she discovered a 2.95-carat golden brown diamond in Arkansas. She discovered the diamond while celebrating her 7th birthday at the Crater of Diamonds State Park. Aspen Brown's September 1st discovery is the second largest registered by a park guest this year, topped only by a 3.29-carat brown diamond discovered in March. I'm Corey Myers.
Today is Patriot Day as we reflect on the 9/11 terror attacks that murdered nearly 3,000 Americans and visitors. Lance Pry, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, 22 years ago, right? 9/11/2001. A day that will forever remain on our minds and still occupy our senses, no doubt about it. Great to have you with us today as we remember for just a moment with Rebecca Terrell, who's going to be joining us in just a few seconds. In fact, I think she's with us now. Rebecca, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. I'm well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thanks for coming on. First of all, you know, 9/11. We've got a president that is off the reservation. You know, of course, the news releases that not only will there be memorials in the traditional areas of 9/11, but now because the president's going to be in Alaska, they say, well, there will be a memorial there in Alaska as well. So, you know, giving him cover, I guess.
Right. Exactly, and it is a sad day that we certainly want to observe and honor those people who died, but it's a terrible remembrance for our country.
Yeah, without a doubt. And then you think that here we are, and maybe because I don't know, maybe because the border is wide open and we got terrorists coming through, and we remember, 22 years ago it took what, 19. And now there's been, you know, well over 100. God only knows. They say 100, but I think those are all estimates, and we know how that works with government. You know, it's always good enough for government work. We really don't know the real numbers, but the fact that we know that actual, you know, card-carrying certified terrorists have come through our southern border, it's like, what did we learn from 9/11 if 22 years later we're so lax about it?
Right, and I think that's one of the reasons they're allowing that kind of the southern border to hemorrhage that way. We have to remember too, everybody's talking about masks coming back right now. Mm-hmm. They won't require right. that of the people coming over the border.
Well,
I mean,
of course,
you know, how obvious do they have to be?
Yeah.
You know, before we wake up and do something about it.
Well, and I don't know how much more the people can stand here. I mean, because this administration, with all its policies, I mean, they're overseas at the G20. Again, they're, you know, with John Kerry, you know, talking up, you know, climate change, like that's the most dangerous thing that is on our plate right now. And there's no indication. We've spent something like $5 trillion on this, you know, this windmill chasing adventure, and our economy is getting pulverized. And Joe Biden, you know, continues to want to move us in a direction that, you know, a supermajority of Americans could care less about it, because we're not really, you know, buying into the faux science. And I think science has really compromised itself, you know, to your point, Rebecca, because of what they did to us for 2.5 years with COVID, right? So why should we believe in government science?
Well, exactly. And you have to remember, too, I think it was back in the 80s that a whole bunch of the foundations, the Rockefeller and Ford and all the usual corporate got together and formed, they're going to fund media coverage of climate change. Mm-hmm. They got together and formed this foundation of foundations, and all of the money is supposed to go, and they are funneling money. And we've covered this at the New American too multiple times about how they're funneling money to these major media corporations so they will blast the global warming message just from the rooftops. Climate change, you know, it used to be the coming ice age, and then it was global warming, and now, because all of their, if they were onto something, sometimes they would be right. They're never right. They're
exactly
time and time and time again are proven wrong. It's just like the, you know, back in more than a decade ago, they were saying, or 2 decades ago, they were saying, oh, the Arctic's going to be ice-free by 2012. And then it was 2015, and then it was 2020, and it didn't happen. And it's still not happening because we're actually seeing ice growing. There's no deficiency in ice. And the polar bear populations are thriving. And, you know, all of this. Just the other day when the Department of the Interior Secretary announced that they're going to start burying trees in the West. No. When she announced, I'm sorry, I'm mixing up 2 different stories. When she announced that they're canceling those oil and gas leases in Alaska, she said that the Arctic is warming at twice the rate of the rest of the globe.
Where is she getting that information?
Right. No, she didn't say.
Well, that's, you know, and I don't know if you heard about this or not, but of course she gets her little crew together because she's going to prove to everybody that electric vehicles are where it's at, right? So she goes on a 4-day EV caravan across the Southeast to draw attention to the billions of dollars the White House is pouring into green energy and clean cars, right? Well, you know, this is on the heels of the CEO of Ford Motor taking a F-150 out and saying, no bueno, it's not good. But, you know, she can't help herself, but, you know, says, okay, well, we got to do it better. So she goes on this deal. She takes an NPR reporter, okay, so somebody that's going to be in her back pocket and, you know, give her cover, right? And so they find out real quick that they got problems on this electric vehicle road trip, you know, program that they're on. And here's the Secretary of Energy, and she ends up really bringing more to the spotlight because one of her advanced cars, which happens to be a fossil fuel using beast, you know, goes to reserve this is outside of Augusta, Georgia, goes to reserve one of the charging plants because they're, you know, having trouble, you know, getting all the cars charged up and everything like that. And this person takes it upon themselves to occupy a space that is reserved for, you know, for somebody who has an EV. Well, it creates a ruckus because you got a family with a baby in the car and they call the police and they find out, oh, well, you know, this is all the, you know, the government and Energy Secretary Granholm and her, you know, her group trying to get charged up, but her car's not even there yet. And so it just turns into an absolute fiasco. Along with her luxury Cadillac Lyric, a hefty Ford F-150, an affordable Bolt electric utility vehicle, and it just demonstrates how much of a problem that we have with EVs, which everybody knows. And oh, by the way, they made sure they didn't have a Tesla. You know,
isn't that interesting?
Yeah. So yep, they snubbed Elon Musk and the Tesla.
Isn't that interesting? Because, you know, this is so frustrating to those of us who spent time paying attention in high school science class.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Biden administration is just pushing, pushing, pushing. But we did have a major victory in South Dakota last week. The Public Utilities Commission axed the application of Navigator CO2 Ventures for their underground CO2 pipeline.
There you go. Look at there are some, you know, maybe people's brains are starting to awaken. What do you think? Maybe we can only hope so, right?
Well, I think that the lesson to be learned is if we work at the local and state level, despite what the federal government wants you to think, our Constitution is still in place, and that dictates that the state tell the federal government what to do, not the other way around.
Without a doubt. She's a senior editor for the New American Magazine with a focus on health, energy, and the environment. Rebecca Terrell is with us, and she will continue on the other side of the break. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here with Rebecca Terrell, the senior editor of the New American Magazine. She focuses on health, energy, and environmental issues, so we can have a lot of fun, especially in light of all the fun that the Biden administration is trying to, project on us. And, Rebecca, as we were talking, on the other side of the break, in between the commercials here, was that we've got Constitutional Day. And I'll tell you, if there was ever a time that we the people, need to rally around Constitutional Day, you would think that it is now, because all all this harassment that we've been, you know, putting up with are all attacks on the Constitution, like this latest, you know, boondoggle down in New Mexico. You heard about that, right?
Down in New Mexico?
Yeah, where the governor said, just based on an emergency authorization deal, that she's taken away people's Second Amendment rights. So she's saying nobody can have a gun. I think they're in Albuquerque. And she herself even admits, Rebecca, that by doing that, she's going to endanger the people. But, you know, this is an exercise that she's committed to at the expense of the safety of New Mexicans.
She is setting herself up for lawsuits, of course. You know, I saw a funny meme the other day. It had a list mm-hmm. of things that all children should hear. And there were things like, I love you, I care about you, support you, and number six on the list was all gun laws are unconstitutional. It's something all children should hear, and everyone needs to understand that they are absolutely an attack on the Second Amendment is an attack on everything else that's contained in the Constitution. But we are, you know, we celebrate July 4th as the nation's birthday, but that's not really, technically mm-hmm. speaking, September 17th is our nation's birthday. Because that was the day that the United States of America was formally established.
It's our birth certificate, right? The date of the date of our birth certificate, basically, mm-hmm. right?
Right, yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
And we have to remember, too, that our founding fathers instituted an extremely limited federal government. Mm-hmm. And yes, they set it up so that localities tell, you know, a city tells the county what to do, the county tells the state what to do, the state tells the federal government what to do, and really the federal government is only supposed to be there for national security. That's it.
Right. That's it.
Really, there's not really that much more. Mm. and you can read the Constitution. It's a very short document. It's not anything like these huge bills, these mega bills that come out that are thousands and thousands of pages, and there's no way anyone could read it all. And it's a very simple document. And the lovely thing about it is the Bill of Rights, because Amendment number 10 basically sums it all up. If we left anything out here, the federal government can't do that either. So everything,
exactly.
You know, the entire bureaucracy is completely unconstitutional. Mm-hmm. And we see that, you know, we see it now with, like I mentioned earlier, the Department of Interior canceling those Alaska leases. Well, the federal government shouldn't have any say-so over that anyway, but Congress mm-hmm. did pass a law just in 2017 saying you have to give those leases. The federal government
yes.
has to grant those leases, and they still have more to come that by law they're supposed to grant by the end of next year, 2024. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you've got the Biden administration completely flouting the law. So now what you're describing down in New Mexico, the governor flouting the law.
Mm-hmm.
We have
exactly.
ways. We have our Constitution ensures that, for instance, in your county, if you live in any county in New Mexico, that sheriff has the ability and the duty to say to that governor, not on my watch.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. That's unconstitutional. Because every single one of those elected representatives has taken an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America, even your local sheriff. And he has, like I said, the right and the duty to tell the federal government and the governor of his state, no, that's not implemented here.
Yes,
we're
exactly.
We're a republic. We're a constitutional republic, and you're violating the law. Boom, that's it.
That's
end
it,
of story.
Yeah. You see, and the thing is, this is something that is so important and basic to our birthright as American citizens that mm-hmm. is not being taught in schools. In fact, it's propagandized and the opposite
right.
is taught. And, I mean, in this era of, you know, people claiming misinformation and all this other stuff that's going on, I mean, I find it quite ironic that the people who are most offended are the ones that are the biggest perpetrators of said misinformation. Whether we're talking about our health and COVID or, you know, the laws and this sort of thing, and you've got a government that, you know, goes over its skis and they figure, you know, especially the Biden administration these days, they figure, okay, well, we'll go ahead and implement it anyway. Go ahead and sue us. Well, by the time you go through all the rigmarole to sue them, I mean, the American people are having to, you know, put up with the injury of said offense, And it could be a couple years down the road before it's remedied.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think it's interesting, too, that we've got September 17th this year falls on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. And the Communist Party of the United States of America is planning a big march in New York, a march to end fossil fuels. Because, of course, what they want to do is they want to take away, among other things, our ability, our energy, our ability mm-hmm. to access affordable, reliable energy sources. That's why they love, you know, solar and wind, because you can't power an industrial economy on those fuels.
Exactly. Well, and then everybody else, like everybody else is not going to use it, like in India at the G20. I mean, half those people, they got their fingers crossed talking about, you know, oh, yeah, okay, we'll let the Americans take the lead on this stuff. I mean, what, we have 4% of the world's population, and we're going to sustain, what, 80% of the weight and problems of, you know, going green here? Are you kidding me?
Right, and the whole going green thing is such a lie anyway. I mean, we have all these, you've heard the story of the Kodama Systems, which is this fledgling forest management company that is proposing to clear cut 70 million acres of forest out west and bury the timber underground to prevent climate change, to mitigate, not prevent, but to mitigate climate change.
Based on what's science?
Right. Exactly. There doesn't have to be science. This is a religion.
Oh, okay.
They're going to bury the trees inside liners so they can't decompose and send all their carbon back out into the atmosphere.
Okay. Yeah. And the last time we learned that, carbons are good. That's what we need for the, for plant growth, right? And the plants are what give us oxygen. So it's the circle of life. So now we're going to interfere with the circle of life. Right, Lion King?
Right. There you go. And as if that amount, I mean, we know that one volcano spews much more carbon dioxide into the atmosphere than any of us can in our lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
But the message here is that even trees are the problem. The message all along has been that humans are the problem. And
right.
You know, when the message is humans are the problem, you know where that's coming from. Because God looked at his creation mm-hmm. and he said, this is good.
Right, exactly. So what you're telling me, that if you're a tree-hugging human, you're the worst of the worst then.
Right. Now
right.
The trees are even a problem. I know. The irony here is laughable. It's absolutely incredible. But, yeah, I think that I believe mm-hmm. that the Communist Party USA chose September 17th specifically because it is Constitution Day. Because, you know, what they're saying now is that we have to get rid of the Constitution because
it's
written by white slavers.
Yes, right, exactly. Yeah, no, this is all a ruse, and people are seeing it, you know, for what it is. Because this isn't about the health and welfare of America or the world. I mean, this is a one world government move from Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum. It's all hidden under the auspices of communism. But, you know, look at it. It's, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, right?
Well, sometimes.
Well, yeah, but I mean, this is kind of like where it comes down to, because, see, they all go down this rabbit hole.
Right.
Just like they did in Germany, they thought, okay, well, I'll be okay. I'll just align with them until, guess what? They came after them. And they always do. So goofy human beings, the humanoids that we are, and flawed, we fall for the same trap, Rebecca Terrell. We do.
We need to be better students of history, because they certainly aren't teaching it in the schools.
Everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
USA News Update. President George W. Bush, 22 years ago today.
These acts of mass murder were intended to frighten our nation into chaos and retreat, but they have failed. Our country is strong. A great people has been moved to defend a great nation.
President Biden will not be attending today's somber ceremony in New York City on this Patriot Day. The death toll from a massive earthquake in Morocco has jumped to more than 2,000, with as many injured. The Interior Ministry says more than 1,400 have serious injuries, and the heaviest casualties are in the provinces just south of Marrakesh. King Mohammed VI declared 3 days of national mourning and ordered shelter, food, and other help for survivors. Many people are spending another night out in the open. The magnitude 6.8 quake hit Marrakesh and many surrounding towns on Friday night. Lance Pry, USA News.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. This morning, the founder of Open the Books, Adam Andrzejewski, is with us to talk about six of their major investigations that have advanced the national policy conversation and spurred action on behalf of we the people. He's the author of Operation Drain the Swamp, and he's lauding the efforts of the Senators Rand Paul and Joni Ernst, House Chair Elise Stefanik, Governor Greg Abbott, and members of the California State Assembly. They've all contributed to holding our government accountable. Adam, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, great to be here, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
Well, always good to have you here to give us the latest update. And, you know, let's talk about, I mean, this is great news, and it's good for people to realize that you are working on your behalf, on our behalf, and you've had some great success with these, you know, six major policy impacts.
It's been an amazing 8 months. I mean, these six impacts have happened just in the last 8 months. Bill, as you know, at OpenTheBooks.com, we believe that transparency revolutionizes United States public policy and politics. And these six investigations were proving that statement. So the first one, you know, many people listening to the program will remember third-party royalties. We broke that story in May of 2022. It's become an even bigger story in 2023. $325 million paid to government scientists that it was not disclosed who was paying them. The company's paying them. And this summer we broke that open.
Yes. Wow.
So it's led to three congressional hearings in 2022, a congressional hearing here in 2023, an oversight letter from House Republican Chip Roy and 14 of his colleagues here last month. And the story's not over. We're going to break over the course of the next week. Conflicts of interest, insider trading. I mean, there are tons of stories in that database.
Is there anything to indicate here, I mean, in terms of following the money, and, you know, Nancy Pelosi reminded us of that favorite phrase of quid pro quo, where there is a direct relationship with these royalties paid that are prejudicing, you know, science and reporting. Will we see any of that?
Yeah, that's the whole purpose of the next round of oversight. So we're gonna lay out the relationships and what was hidden from the American people before the pandemic and during the pandemic.
Wow. Well, I gotta imagine you're not getting invited to a lot of cocktail parties these days. I mean, you are pulling back the curtain on something that Dr. Fauci and the scientists. How many scientists are involved here so far?
It's a massive complex. So there's 2,407 of these scientists receiving third-party royalties since 2009. Previous to that, the only transparency on this was 2005 when the Associated Press got the entire database. We've had to fight for the last 2 years in federal court to try to open this thing up. So for a long time, we could only see the names of the scientists receiving the royalties and the top line figures, which we summed to $325 million over a 12-year period. Now we know who paid the $325 million, the names of the companies, and there's over 2,000 of those. So it just shows you how vast and deep this complex runs.
So they're not happy enough getting paid by we the people, taxpayers paying their salaries. You know, they get a little side hustle here. Okay, so I mean, but this is quite fluid, and it's consistent with the economy of the Beltway, whether we're talking, you know, the Biden business or any other politician. You know, somehow they are entitled to have a little side hustle at the people's expense. And so what if it happens? I mean, here we are. We're paying their salary. They're producing reports. And these reports are already, as we found out before, Adam, these are not objective reports. You know, they're carefully peer reviewed in a way, you know, by other peers who are equally compromised is what I'm seeing. Is that an overstatement?
Well, kudos to Dr. Rand Paul, the U.S. Senator from Kentucky, obviously. He's run with this issue. And in July, he tried to get an amendment attached to a piece of Senate legislation in Bernie Sanders' committee. The amendment would have opened up this database, 100% of it, to Sunshine. We're still fighting for the patent numbers on, you know, what was invented. We still don't know what was invented. We know now who paid the royalties, who received the royalties. We don't know the individual amount of the payments to the scientists. We can only see the top line numbers. So Rand Paul has led on this. He's led on the issue of transparency. He has promised eventually to open this entire thing up, and he's executing on that promise.
Well, Adam, this has been a long-fought battle for you and Open the Books. What's the timeline on this? Do you think this is something that's going to be realized by the end of the year, or are we talking at least another 12 months to get on the other side of this?
Well, it could have happened in July, but Republican U.S. Senator from Alaska, Lisa Murkowski, voted against Rand Paul's amendment to open this up and killed it in the Senate committee. So, you know, Republicans got to get their act together on these issues.
Why would she do that? I mean, is she compromised?
Well, you know, Lisa Murkowski is also a massive earmarker requesting hundreds of millions of dollars worth of these pork projects back to Alaska. So she's compromised on a lot of levels.
So here it is. And well, Lisa Murkowski is just one of how many other senators that could have had an impact? Or is she the total linchpin?
Well, it was a close vote. I don't have the vote in front of me, but I top of mind, I know
she stands out.
Rand Paul. Yeah, and it was narrow. I think she might have been the swing vote.
Wow. So the John McCain of the Senate once again impeding Republican interest. And you're exactly right. This has been my frustration as well, Adam, is that the Republicans they need to go in a dark room in a back room somewhere and hammer this out. And all get on the same page. The Democrats can do it very effectively, but somehow the Republicans, you know, they're just, they're so immersed in the uniparty and these other interests, and it's disarming for we the people who vote them, thinking, oh well, they're Republicans, they are of like mind. But what we're finding out is they're so bifurcated, that you're really not sure, you know, who you're voting for and what they're all about. This gets to be quite frustrating. Okay, so here we've got one of the six. Go ahead, number two. Yeah.
All right. So we partnered with Joni Ernst's team, U.S. Senator Joni Ernst. She's the junior senator from Iowa. We found $1.3 billion in taxpayer funding to the adversarial nations of China and Russia since 2017. And this, you know, then she took action. We, our editorial was published at the USA Today exposing our findings. We co-authored that piece. She introduced the Tracking Receipts to Adversarial Countries for Knowledge and Spending, the TRACS Act, and the legislation would require upstream reporting from any organization that's given federal tax dollars, including the second and third tier grants, which are right now, if you can believe this, it's hidden. They're not reported anywhere. So it's amazing how fast government loses track of our money.
That's incredible. Have they lost track of our money, or are they just purposely, you know, keeping it hidden?
Well, yeah, it's not reported. No one's reporting it to federal agencies. So here's how it works. A federal agency doles out a grant, say to the University of California. The University of California, let's just, you know, in this hypothetical story, let's say they give it to a lab in North Carolina. The lab in North Carolina then gives a grant to a lab in China. The grant to the lab in China is not reported.
Wow.
So we have no idea. Yeah. You know, it could be $1.3 billion, and most of that was on first-tier grants. The second tier and the third tier are not reported.
How are they able to get away with this?
It's the system, you know. Tom Coburn, Barack Obama, they did the federal legislation to open the checkbook all the way back in 2006. And we've been trying to get more into that ever since. It was a great first step. There's been additions and amendments to it, but the Ernst Amendment, the TRACS Act, it's vital.
Without a doubt. Well, we've got four more to address on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We have Adam Angieski from OpenTheBooks.com. We're coming on 18 minutes before the top of the hour. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking with Open the Books founder and president of Open the Books, Adam Angieski. Adam, boy, like you said, it's been you've been very productive in these 8 months and these six major projects. I don't know if we can get to all of them, but let's talk about DEI office that was canceled at the Pentagon's K-12 schools office.
So our auditors at OpenTheBooks.com, we dug into the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion office in the Pentagon's K-12 public schools, which educate approximately 70,000 children of our military men and women, both domestically and overseas. And they were teaching all kinds of socialist Marxist frames to the children of our service members. And so it was a new office, a new chief. We investigated her trouble social media posts, her far left children's books, and her high paid job inside the department, and we helped spark an investigation. And the undersecretary for defense for personnel and readiness at the Pentagon, Gilson Cisneros, said he would investigate her employment performance and report back findings in 30 days. That came and went. Another 30 days came and went. Months went by. We kept digging deeper, exposing the actions. We worked with the House Chairman, Elise Stefanik, and they wrote oversight letters. And finally, at this spring, in a major victory, that office at the Pentagon was canceled.
Wow. Wow. Excellent. So but all these months go by. And see, and this is what the bureaucracy does, right? It just straight arms any kind of investigation. It avoids it, and look how much extra months and the waste of people's money that was endured as a result of this kind of manipulation. And so for Cisneros and others, no harm, no foul, right?
Well, Cisneros, as of this month here in early September, he's now gone from the Pentagon as well. So he took another job and he resigned his position. So the fallout here, because of this investigation, because of all the national news, and because of the leadership of House Republicans investigating this and holding them accountable in public hearings, you know, it's a big victory that this office has been canceled.
Well, like you say, I mean, this required, I mean, some really tenacious coordination among the comm directors at Open the Books, House leadership working together in order to, have the removal of Wing, I know some say Wing, not, that's not fair, but Wing removed from her post, and the entire DEI office was folded. This is amazing that we have that kind of
you know, that kind of eradication of something that had been taking root that we thought we were going to have to live with for the rest of our lives. But it appears that DEI, we've fondly referred to DEI as DIE. That's where, you know, things go to die. And you know, our government is starting to see, you know, the unfortunate, you know, I don't want to say merits because it's the opposite. It's the deleterious result, you know, of these kind of policies. They're not positive whatsoever. So great work there from, you know, Elise Stefanik and all the team there to make this happen. Let's go and talk about this next one. We've got Governor Abbott and, of course, Joni Ernst on this one, too. $3 trillion in improper payments since 2004. I mean, trillions? $3
trillion? Yeah, $3 trillion when you adjust the numbers for inflation since 2004. But here's the headline. Joe Biden, his administration is on pace to be the first president in four short years, to admit to improper and mistaken payments of $1 trillion. So in his first 2 years, Bill, incredibly, they've admitted to $520 billion in mistakes. Oopses.
Yeah.
People that got the wrong amount under the wrong set of rules. You know, these are admitted mistakes. So if I say it, you can doubt it. But if they say it, it's the truth, over $500 million of mistakes.
Well, that's what they wanted. That's what they can admit to right now. You know, like anything about the government, it's all an estimate, right? So chances are it's probably more than that if you had it fully audited, in my humble opinion. Do you think?
100%.
Yeah?
And here's the definition. A payment to the wrong entity under the wrong set of rules or in the wrong amount.
Mm.
This is serious waste, fraud, corruption, and taxpayer abuse, and it's on steroids during Biden's administration.
Now, what are we talking? Are we talking, you know, payments that were sent out, you know, that were COVID payments, for example, or is it the whole milieu of government, you know, payouts that have been incorrectly sent out?
Well, not all of the COVID incorrect and stolen payments are even in these numbers. So, Bill, these numbers get a lot worse from here, if you could believe it.
But, you're kidding. Oh, my gosh. I thought it was COVID included. No. Oh, my God. Okay, go ahead.
There's some COVID included, but not all of it. There were COVID programs where they just stopped reporting the mistaken payments because it was so bad.
I mean, like our IRS would tolerate that. We'd just say, hey, look, it's so bad, I just couldn't report it, so I just gave up, right?
Yeah, they're not. They're using artificial intelligence over at the IRS to
collect. Yes, that's the latest, yeah.
And they're backed up by $35.2 million worth of guns, ammunition, and military.
I was going to say, don't mess with me. I have a pistola, and I probably have more ammunition than the military right now, is what Joe Biden would tell me, right?
Well, in the latest audit, in our findings there on the militarization of the IRS have sparked congressional action to quantify the gun locker over at the IRS. The last time it was quantified, because of our work, when we published our piece at the Wall Street Journal, led to a congressional oversight audit of the IRS, and they had stockpiled 5 million rounds of ammunition.
Well, the thing that's amazing is that the other thing, too, I mean, you got people who aren't really trained. I mean, you know, to be trained and you're going to be carrying a weapon, you've got to stay on top of this. And I think you're busy enough just doing, you know, auditing and tax oversight and all that. And now I've got to take you offline and get you in the shooting range and to make sure that you're constantly up to date on even how to load your weapon. I mean, I don't know how many misfirings have there been already, right?
Unfortunately, about 2 months ago, there was an IRS special agent killed at the range in training. I don't have the details on it. It's a very unfortunate accident, but this happened within the last 60 days.
Oh, wow. See, this is the deal. You see, gun owners, Adam, you know, for those of us who own guns, we understand the level of responsibility and ongoing exposure and training and routine that you must go to. You just don't, you know, just sit your gun up on a shelf and then all of a sudden, you know, you need it and then you don't even know how to lock and load or how to handle it properly, and this is how mistakes happen and injuries occur. This is crazy. It's insane to think that all of a sudden you can put that many guns in the hands of ill-trained IRS agents. This is on the heels of oversensitivity of communities going, hey, we're concerned about police having guns, and to the point there that they were talking about defunding police, right? And so, you know, because they were afraid of what was happening and, you know, with guns and police. And now you're going to go, okay, well, let's go from that. Somehow the association is, let's go from defunding police and being concerned about them having guns. And now we're going to put guns and ammo in the hands of IRS agents who are ill-trained.
Well, soon, you know, the number of special agents tracks 3% of the total headcount of the IRS, and that's on steroids. The headcount, mm-hmm. they're hiring, you know, they got $60 billion, down from $80 billion, but $60 billion to hire and spend. And so soon, the number of special agents at the IRS will rival a U.S. Army brigade.
There was no
conversation, there was no debate ever in Congress that the IRS should have a brigade.
Unbelievable. Only in America. All right, we got about a minute and a half left here. Let's talk about Governor Gavin Newsom. Oh, he's all kinds of fun.
Well, they identify problems, and I put that in quotes.
Mm-hmm.
They quote-unquote solve the problems and then cash checks personally along the way. And so our oversight has led to action in the California General Assembly, between his wife's nonprofit organization, between Governor Newsom with his California Education Department mandating curriculum standards and recommending his wife's curriculum in the classroom. It looks like a closed loop circle to be able to profit through a myriad of entities from public policy. So when the bank, SVB Bank, went down, we were lead on the connections between Newsom and that bank, and that led to action in the California General Assembly.
Wow. And this diagram that you have here showing the money coming out of California, going into schools, and his wife Jennifer saying thank you very much. I mean, he may not want to be president only because of the side hustle he's established so securely in his state of California, right?
Right. And so from the General Assembly, they said, as the chief executive officer of the state, the governor is prohibited from taking administrative or other actions that could benefit his own financial circumstance.
Well, you think? I mean, you've got to pass a law in order to do something that is ethical and moral? I guess that's what we've come down to. Open the books, the one and only, Adam Angieski. Thank you, Adam. Take care, buddy.
It's obvious.
Thank you, Bill.
We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.